The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba! Gummy bears bouncing here and there and everywhere.
Yes.
High adventures are beyond compare. We are the gummy bears.
I do remember that one.
Dude.
Wasn't that a sick one?
How did you remember that?
I don't know.
I
just
That was a stupid cartoon.
The old memory bank.
That's terrific.
It's a brilliant marketing. Let's make a cartoon about the candy we're selling so kids will eat more candy.
Yeah.
Hasbro. Or what was it? Harbo?
Harbo. 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 Harbo.
Yeah.
Hobo.
Bro, that was pretty impressive right there. Damn. I can't believe you pulled that out.
Hey, bro, I almost did snorks, but I was going to save that one.
You know what? They do.
Snorks.
They do not. They don't replay that stuff. I don't think I've seen that before.
No, no. What happens is when they make a shitty cartoon, they don't replay it because it was shitty.
Nobody's requesting it.
Have you guys ever watch old cartoons and then think to yourself, this is completely references to jokes. I mean, to drugs. This entire cartoon is in reference
to drugs. That's why all cartoons are awesome. They're all racist and drug-like related. Like
witches and mushroom. Like, little, like, dude, Smurfs are little mushroom people.
Bro, I think I've
and
told you.
Blue.
I think I've told you guys about this before.
I saw those.
There was this TV show in the 70s called H&R Puffin Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's the name of the show.
H&R Puffin Stuff.
Puffin Stuff. And it's this kid
that
blows on a magic pipe, and then he goes to Magic Land with like dancing mushrooms and shit. I am not making this up. And his best friend
is a stoner.
Dude, it's
like
funny.
All these
it's funny. I was just watching Dumbo with my kids, and there's a scene in Dumbo where basically they just get fucking drunk.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Dumbo drinks all this alcohol. Yeah, and then all of a sudden he starts seeing like little pink elephants, like and they're dancing around them and everything, and they're just like
number one,
high as a kite.
Number one, they're drinking alcohol. Number two, a completely inaccurate description of what happens when you get drunk.
I've never seen shit like that when I was
opium
Budweiser.
God, cartoons were awesome back
in the day. Don't you think that was their way of trying? I mean, because you think about the way we had commercials back then too. Like, this is your brain. This is your brain on drugs. Yeah. You know, so it was like the scare tactic to scare kids. Like, so it's like the
but then you watch cartoons and freaking Tom and Jerry are smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, exactly. But then you got the crow that comes in. He's got this big old cigar stogie. You know,
but it's
like what?
But don't they always depict like a character like that? Like nobody wants to be a crow, right? Nobody wants to be a crow.
Or the elephant.
Dumbo gets drunk. He sees all the pink elephants. That's like a scary situation for him. Like I think they always like.
I don't know.
Isn't that the part where all the shit comes on fire too, and he's freaking around too?
And what about like Tom and Jerry or the old cartoons?
They demonize like American Indians.
All they have
to
do is cross dress, and then the other character who's a guy is like, "Whoa, you're so hot." Like that would never fly today. They could never show a cross dressing cartoon today because a lot of people would be offended by that.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny was hot.
Yeah.
What do you think about that though? What's your opinion on that?
Oh, what? Cross dressing?
No.
If you want to do it.
Of censoring,
It goes with your toes.
Censoring,
yeah, like that. Things like that. What do you think? What's your opinion on that?
My opinion is it's a lot of it's consumer driven. So, a lot of it has to do with the parents who are going to say, "Oh my God, don't have a cartoon anymore with people smoking cigarettes." Shit. At the end of the Flintstones, they would smoke Winston cigarettes. Actually, the Flintstones was sponsored by cigarette companies.
That's so awesome.
And nowadays they don't. It's not so much that it gets censored; it's that parents would just freak out. So it's kind of self-censoring in terms of the consumer. It's consumer driven.
Well, they're manipulating. Like I don't know if there's a subliminal thing there, but like there was a lot of sexual things and clouds and weird shit.
Oh, you're talking about the hidden, like little hidden gems,
dude. It all like, and it was not like it's bullshit. Like it's real.
No, you can find it online.
You can see it,
dude. Did you guys ever?
It's
you
just
remember,
creepy.
You guys remember the ice cream man?
Of course.
Do you guys ever buy the gum cigarettes?
Oh yeah, you puff on them and they kind of a little bit.
Oh, they got in trouble for that, right? And like the chewing tobacco. Remember Big League Chew?
Yeah,
you know, it's like you're pretending. Oh, dude, I'm pretending. I'm, dude, I'm eating chewing tobacco.
We should make some like Pop Rocks, like Charlie Sheen Pop Rocks. You know, and you snort it.
Well, that's what the candy. That's what that Pixie candy was, right? It was basically setting you up for blow. Am I right?
I never tried snorting that. Although I know a lot of kids.
Oh, God, yeah, bro.
Wait a minute. Hurt my brain. Hold
on a second. No, I didn't. Okay.
Jeez.
I know. That would have.
Because I was going to say.
You're like, bro, listen.
Because I was going to say, I know feel like you're me and you were the drugs. Same person because I did that. And the purple one, let me tell you.
Oh.
So what's going on, fellas?
Razor blades.
Not much, dude. What did you guys do this weekend?
I went to Golfland.
Got a little crazy.
Golfland?
With the kids, yeah.
Ooh, family weekend.
Do you know that they have not done anything to Golfland since we went when we were kids?
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It's the same.
Every time I drive by, it looks exactly the
same. It's got the same video games.
Bro, the carpet is the same. The same stains like on the
asteroids.
Yeah, centipede. The all the games that we
No, played. The games are different, but it's all the same. There's nothing different. Yeah. But we had a lot of fun. My daughter's so competitive. It's silly.
Wonder where she gets that from.
I have no idea. She was hitting, she'd hit the ball and she'd basically drag it to the hole because she couldn't handle not getting it in. Mm. And then she'd be like, Papa, I got a hole in one. And I'd be like, no, that's not a hole in one. Shut up. And she like threw the club on the floor and like cried. And I'm like, this is horrible. So I had to beat her. What'd you guys do?
Teach some life lessons there, huh?
No mercy right there.
I didn't beat my kid. I was joking. What did you do this weekend, Adam? Because you kind of look like you had a good time. And what, by good time, I mean...
Yeah, he had some pictures of boats and...
You get the crapped out look on your face.
No, I do have a case of the Mondays today.
Yeah, you're all pouty.
But no, I'm not. No, totally not. I just have a headache right now. I had a headache from teaching, from yelling. But, you know, one of the things I love...
I hope you don't have brain cancer.
No. Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about that, actually.
that would be me. If I,
man.
I have a headache.
Why is everything got to be that?
No, I don't know.
With you.
I'm sorry.
I know. Stop it.
No, I was out at Discovery Bay. So if you've never been out there before, it's a pretty cool little spot. A bunch of really nice houses out on the water. So we rented a house out there. A good buddy of mine. Do you guys have this? I don't know if you guys have friends like this. So I have different circles of friends for different things that I like to do. You know, like
he takes advantage of people.
No.
Yeah. What circle am I in?
Like,
yeah.
I know. I was trying to think. I was like, what is he using me for?
Yeah.
No, I don't even really like you guys. We just have to work together.
Oh,
so,
okay.
All
right,
you know, all right. Which we manage that pretty well. No. So, you know, I have my childhood best friends that, you know, those are the guys that I could go head up for a weekend and literally we do nothing but play board games and watch movies and just sit on the couch and bullshit and tell stories. Totally can do that. Then I have other ones.
You play board games?
Yeah, bro.
You don't play like poker and shit? You play board games?
I actually do like board games.
What do you play?
Shoots and ladders? No, but there is a great.
Poop, shoots and ladders.
Do you guys play board games at all, or is that all going to go right on top of your head? Like
no.
Boulder Dash, Taboo, games like that. Have you ever heard games like that?
Yeah, but I never played with a bunch of just dudes. That's weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's just, I swear to God, I'm not trying to be funny right now. That is really fucking weird.
No, I get that.
Like you're grown men and we're gonna play Boulder Dash. That's so weird.
Well, see, that's
like,
what
if I'm with my,
our,
like
so,
if okay, I'm with
no,
my
see,
wife.
This is okay.
But hold, like if I'm with my wife and we're at a party and there's other couples, like that's the shit you do. You play board games, maybe.
Right.
But now with a bunch of I couldn't imagine right now we're all,
you know,
hey, you guys want to play Monopoly?
So this is a perfect example. Okay, Sal represents, because I tell you guys all the time, you guys both represent very close friends of mine, right? So Sal represents the buddies that I was with this weekend. Okay, good time, real fun to be around, very competitive.
He's about to talk shit.
No, not at all. Okay. No. But they did not want to sit down and play no board games. In fact, one of the wives that were there, she brought it out and they totally manipulated them into playing, and they played for like 10 minutes where like they could not sit still. They're like, this is lame. I'm out of here. I'm done playing board games. So they're like that for sure. So
they're normal.
But I have no, they're not. They're actually far from normal. Very far from normal. But that's just it. And Justin is way more similar to my childhood best friend Jared and Justin, who these are the guys I'm telling you, like Justin, I already know that. I could pick Justin up and take him to hang out with those friends where we might just bullshit and pull out the old video game console and play video games for the day. We might pull out some board game. We might play Hearts. We might not do anything. We might just chill and bullshit. and they're totally content. We all enjoy each other's company, and I have a great time.
Who are your hot tubbing friends with? Like the friends that you want to go with the hot tub?
My male friends? Yeah. I don't have any male friends that I want to go hot tubbing
with. Bro, I'm right here, bro, and you don't even say my name this whole time. I'm thinking, not, let's go
totally
hot tubbing.
That was totally an invite. He was inviting himself.
I dare you right now, just get on your phone and just text your buddies, be like, hey, who wants to go
hot tubbing? Dude, that's Napa, Napa, wine?
That's my brother, dude. My brother will text. I'm on a big group text with all my cousins, and my brother will be like, "Hey, who wants to come over tonight and get the hot tub with me?" It's kind of weird.
Like, did you read that over before you sent it?
Okay, wait a second here. So, hot tubbing and board games are totally different, bro. Playing some competitive board, and I like competitive board games. They're not like we don't play really.
Well, do you bet money?
No. No, it's bragging. Like,
you get to punch someone if they lose?
No, it's bragging rights. Bragging rights, dude.
I beat you. Fuck you.
Speaking
I beat you at Monopoly.
Like, headbutting. Right?
Yeah.
So my weekend was similar, but we played poker.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
A little more manly.
A little more masculine. But
I don't know how to play poker, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't play board games.
Way too much whiskey.
You drink a lot of whiskey?
Yeah.
You know what's funny? He came back from a weekend where he drank a little bit.
Yeah.
You came back from a weekend where you probably drank a lot.
Yeah.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
Adam looks horrible.
I didn't even drink.
We
either.
Could tell. And
my liver
drink?
Is impeccable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I got crazy.
What do you mean you got crazy? What'd you do?
I got crazy. I was hosting it, and so I was like, you know, all day Saturday, I was like trying to make up because I'd been so busy, dude. I hadn't been able. It was my turn, and like, I should have like hosted it like 2-3 months ago, and I just been putting it off because I've been doing so much shit. And so I was like, I got to make it up to them, you know, and all that stuff. And so I was like, you know, trying to put this whole like barbecue thing together and like all this food and. You know, specific mix and everything in the background, like all these like really horrible movies on TV, like, you know, He-Man with Dolph Lundgren and, you know, all that kind of shit that we just like put on there to kind of make fun of as we're like talking. So we just like, we literally just talk shit. It's somewhat competitive, but it's more like we all just talk shit at each other and like, you know, belittle each other and all that fun stuff. Right. And so
the thing that guys
it
do, that
escalated.
Girls
don't. Yeah.
What do you mean it escalated?
Like I got,
did you get in a fight?
No, I didn't get in a fight. We just started doing really dumb dude stuff. Like I got
did
to
you
a
run
point
through a wall.
Almost. Well,
I knew it.
I had like this drink. It was filled with that stupid Fireball shit. Remember we were talking about that?
Yeah.
So I had that in my refrigerator because my wife was, you know, drink occasionally, and I finished this bottle of Crown with my buddy. And so I drank some of that stuff because I was just like, whatever. And then it hit me, and it was like the shark eyes came out. And I was just like, and then me and my buddy, I don't even know what happened, but we ended up like headbutting each other.
What?
And we were just like headbutting. Like rams. And like really hard. Like the next day, this huge like red circle and like bruise on my forehead. You could probably still see a little bit of it right there. And I fucking don't remember any of that.
Why?
I have no idea. It was so dumb.
I'm hanging out with Adam. I'll play board games.
Dude, but I'm just saying. Everything was cool up until then. And then it was like,
I didn't even play
and
board
I
games
won.
This weekend. I was giving that example. It's like different types. I was with the other friends that like want to do stuff. So we were actually wake surfing the whole weekend.
Oh, that's
stuff.
Fun.
And oh man, I'm just fucked, dude. We used to, I remember when, you know, I was part of wakeboarding when fucking wakeboarding first started. So we started way back, I think it was like eighth grade for us when it first came out. And we used to, I remember this, get out, we lived off the lake. So we were there on the lake 3-4 times a week. And we would get up on the weekends and we would hit the water like before the sun came up. Sun came up. As soon as that sun came up, glass water. And the three of us guys would ride till the sun came down and just rotating turns one after another. Dude, now you get in the boat, you go out and you're like, whatever. You know, I'll ride when I feel like it type of deal. I'm fine. Then, you want to ride yet, bro? No, I'm good. I'm just catching these rays right now. I'm just relaxing, you know, sipping on this water. You're just good. And then finally you're like, all right, yeah, I'll get out. I'll ride. And you ride and it's like maybe a 15-minute ride, maybe 30 minutes tops. You're out there riding around and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm done. It's good. I'm good for the day, dude, right there. And no more. I don't want to ride no more. But I was so achy and tired from – that's how I feel today. It was just – I didn't even get to lift. So I was so excited to come back Monday. I've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then I fly out to Vegas for Olympia. So, you know, I was really hoping to come into Olympia looking like the guys that are on stage, but that ain't fucking happening. So I'm going to be looking a lot softer than I expected because I had back-to-back weekends where I'm, like, out of town. And we still, you know, we did our usual. Those that are listening right now going, like, well, you could have done this. Okay, well, listen, we fucking still went grocery shopping. I still grabbed all kinds of chicken and extra lean ground turkey.
Bro,
and
you look fine, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I wasn't looking for fine, bro. Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. I was looking for a lot better than fine.
It's
dude.
Just you're holding a little water.
Yeah, yeah.
In the face, it's just a little.
But I didn't.
Listen, if you go in the sauna, just go in the sauna. Bro.
That's the plan. I'm going to sauna it for 3 days and drink a detox tea. That's what I'm going to be doing.
No, you don't, bro. He's so funny. He's like, I'm not going to look good. You look fine, dude.
I'm going to be out with my peers. So I know you don't care because you guys don't care about any of this shit like that, but I'll be out with all the rest of my peers and we'll be out in Vegas for Olympia. So, you know, and
I wanted to be shredded.
Yeah. I want to be shredded. I want to look like I could have hopped on stage. So that's all right, though. You know, at the same time, too, it's all about having balance in my life. So for me, I would never have passed up the last two weekends of things that I'd be out doing. So I enjoy those things. But I think it's important to talk about things like that, because in reality, even somebody who does what I do at the professional level, where I get it that crazy of a shredding, it's impossible if you're going to have like a cool life. So everybody that watches these fucking pros that are in magazines and they're fucking shredded 24/7 around the year, you know, and all you see on their Instagram is cool ass workout.
Yeah, they have a shitty life.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, like, that is not me. I am not that guy. You see me get in shape for a show, and then the rest of the year you see me maintain myself at a reasonable body fat percentage because I fucking like to do shit.
Well, there's something to be said about that. You know, most people would be so happy just to be lean, like regular lean, not shredded. And you could totally maintain a regular lean with a relatively normal life, not the regular normal American life, because that includes no activity and, you know, just shit food all the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is what I like to tell a lot of my clients. If the only times you ate bad were celebrations like birthdays and holidays and stuff like that, you'd be fine.
Oh, totally.
You'd be absolutely fine. And I think the big problem is when people do that every day. Like every day they eat shitty. Yeah. Or every week they eat crappy.
Or
that's what the problem
is. Or they're not even trying. It's not even that. There's 7 days in a week. If four of them are not so good and three of them are good, that's if you're outweighing the days that are bad in comparison to the days that are good, then you're never going to get anywhere. You know,
right.
If you go 2-3 days of perfect eating, then you have a shitty day. 2-3 days, then a shitty day. Like you're going to be constantly trying to climb up that hill, and it's going to have a hard time.
No, save it for the times when you're going to.
Exactly.
It's like worth it.
And even then, like I said, this weekend, I said I still brought our clean food, right? So I didn't want to do like – I could have easily gone ape shit and just said I'm not going to bring my own food. I'll just eat whatever's there and what everybody else brings. And like, no, I can still have some things that are enjoyable and stuff like that, but I want to at least have my foundation of things that I need for my body. So
that's funny, yeah, because I mean even with mine, like it was all chicken and like lean stuff, like salad and all that kind of stuff. It was the – you know, obviously the alcohol is ridiculous, but – you know, that's very rare for me anymore. Like I had, my poor wife had to go sleep at my parents and take the kids with her. You know, it was like one of those things like, hey,
thank God
you got to get out of this house.
Yeah. You don't want the kids
going to get crazy
ramming your friend with your head.
Yeah. So very rare, very rare thing.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard of my life. Hey, what do you want to do later? Let's fucking bash our heads together.
I have no idea what even prompted that. I think it was the like Metallica was on and won or something. We started headbanging like, and then we accidentally hit heads and then we're like, yeah.
Oh my God.
Something like that. It was really, really dumb.
You know,
go ahead.
No, you know this, I know the way we always do the show is we have no direction. We have no idea what we're doing.
Yeah, right. I was just going to ask you, where we
and
going?
And I always look over at Doug, and Doug's always got like, once we've been talking for like 15 minutes, like,
okay, guys,
this confused look on what the fuck are we going to cover
today? You know what? He was talking about looking, feeling fat too, by the way.
Well,
Doug was saying he was feeling kind of fat.
So maybe we're all
can we
vibing
have
each other.
A fat hug.
You don't look fat.
Let's all
Doug.
Hug.
Well, here's maybe this is a great
just
topic.
Chubby.
Maybe this is a really good topic to talk about because I have shared this sometimes I've shared this pretty much with any of my clients.
Husky.
So they can relate. Like everybody thinks, not everybody. My clients, when someone hires me, they just assume that I'm like this guy who just eats perfect, always trains. Like you just, that's great. You, in order to look like that or be super fit like that, he must just like live in the gym or whatever. Like that's not true at all. You know, and so I like to let them know that, you know, I do these things and I do have balance and go out drinking every once in a while. We'll go have red velvet cake or Cinnabon or things that I love.
Did you notice how he changed the way he said that? Yeah.
And then his hand in his crotch.
Yeah. There's a few
Stop
things.
Doing that.
There's a few things. But I don't know about you guys, how you guys do this, but I actually strategically do that. So I don't just, like, if I really want something, I don't deprive myself. I don't believe in that. I believe if there's no reason for me to.
Just plan for it.
Exactly. And
I actually like that better because I think planning for it, it's like the build up. It's like the foreplay. You know what I mean? Like I know later I'm going to eat that whatever,
it's
that,
like,
red velvet cake.
You pinch your nipples just hoping.
Exactly. Like, so you go into it and you're fucking ready. You're ready to go. And it's over before you know it. You know what I mean?
Not only that, but I've also found,
I'm still talking about food.
I'm going to say...
I've also
pump jump.
I've also found that when you do
four. Okay, that's good.
You sometimes you talk yourself out of even making the deal.
That's true.
So a lot of times, like my girl will text me, right? So her and I communicate throughout the day. She works all day long. I work all day long, and you know, she'll send me a message sometime like mid afternoon, like, hey, what do you feel like dinner? And I'll let her know, like, oh, I'll let her know based off of my workout, what I've consumed, kind of like where I should be landing for dinner. Like, should this be kind of a light dinner, or can we kind of enjoy ourselves, or can we really enjoy ourselves because I've been so low and burned so much earlier in the day, right? So, you know, and she does the same thing too. She's like, and sometimes they align. And that's kind of how we do this. Like, so sometimes she'll text me and she'll say this, and I go back to her, well, I can pretty much eat whatever I want because I had my normal breakfast, and then my next two meals I did carb free, and then I did a whey shake or something like that, right? And then I'll be like, so I need at least 1500 to 2000 calories, and you know, I'm really low on fat and carbs, so I mean, I'm good to go, whatever you feel like, I'm good to have. And she'll be like, oh, awesome, me too, I did this and that, and I had a super hard session today, so I feel like picking up this, so what do you want? You know, I'll pick up this, and then we decide what we're gonna eat. Now, other times, maybe one of us is like that and the other one isn't. And I was all excited because in my head, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get some guac and chips today because I haven't had guacamole and chips in a while. And I'm going to have that with dinner or whatever like that, right? And then I'll text her and she'll be like, well, somebody brought this in the office today and I had this. So she's like, I got to be good. I was thinking just chicken and salad for dinner tonight. I'm like, oh, shit, I could have had chips and guac. And then I'll go, all right, sometimes I'll get it because I've earned it and I can and I want to do it. Or sometimes because she's not and I'm like, eh, you know, I don't really need it. I can have another night. I'll have that.
Well, see, for me, I know typically Sunday dinner, I'm going to eat whatever's made because, you know, my family gets together and we'll eat at my mom's house or my wife will cook. And it's going to be a legit Italian meal with, you know, three or four courses and your pasta and your meat or your fish. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to do it because for me, it's more important to enjoy that Sunday dinner with my family than it is to be super strict. Now, of course, you know, if I was getting ready for something like when I did a photo shoot once, then I wouldn't be able to do that. But most people don't give a shit about that. Most people aren't doing that. They're not trying to get to 5% body fat.
Right.
They just want to get lean. All good.
Do you do anything else leading up to that or post that? Or do you just say, it's Sunday, I'm going bananas no matter what?
I'm usually really, you know what's funny? I don't know if you guys are like this, but I'm way better with my diet if I'm busy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
if yeah. If I'm at home and I'm just kind of chilling, I'm like, oh, today's a lazy day. That is the day. That's the day that's hard.
Oh, yeah. It's a bad day.
I tend to fast a lot more when I'm like that's super busy.
It's easy.
Yeah, it's really easier.
Yeah. So the key is to just be busy all the time. Let's just work all the time.
I've been doing that.
So now, how do you handle that? Because
I don't feel fat.
So I had to, when the first, and Justin remembers this, when the first like fitness tools came out, it was Body Bug back then. And I first started wearing these wearables, and this is why I'm a huge advocate. So if you're a listener and you don't own a wearable, I'm a huge fan of them because it's going to teach you so much about your body and like how you move. And it's amazing because even somebody like myself, who's a personal trainer, can break it all down mathematically for myself. In my head, I'm almost certain that this day, oh, I'm good. And then I check it. I go, oh, wow. I guess I didn't move as much as I thought I did because in my head, Sunday I got up and I got a hard leg workout and I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
But then you did nothing.
Do shit all day. Then I came home and watched football and relaxed and visited with friends and family. And it ends up being a very sedentary day. And guess what? Sometimes I don't get up and hit leg day. Sometimes I just say, oh, I'm going to sleep, just be relaxed today, which is fine. I'm not saying don't do that. But those also tend to be the days that we overconsume and we overeat, which was huge. So detrimental to me staying in shape was Saturday and Sunday. Saturday and Sunday, I used to be Monday through Friday dialed. Monday through Friday, perfect meals, train super hard, super active, lots of clients. Saturday, I might get up and train a couple clients, and then the rest of the day I'm taking off. I'm going to eat what I want.
Well, it could also work out because it doesn't have to be on that exact day. Like, for example, I tend to eat more the night before my hard workouts, not the day of my hard workouts. Does that make sense? So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays are my usually my heaviest, hardest workouts. Mondays are usually, well, they can be hit or miss if I went to bed real late Sunday or whatever. My workout's not very good. But if I go to bed on time, my Monday workout's usually good because Sunday I ate a lot. And then Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, the days I work out hard, those are the days I typically don't eat as much. I know it sounds opposite, but I find that for myself. If I eat good the night before, then I have a great workout. The day of, it doesn't necessarily work as well. And if I eat a big breakfast the day of my heavy workout and have like a lot of carbs and stuff like that, I'm tired.
Yeah.
Carbs put me to sleep.
Oh, yeah. It makes me lethargic for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I could have eggs and bacon and be fine. But you throw in some oatmeal or some cereal or whatever, and I want to go night-night.
Yeah, I've noticed that same thing, and I'm sure it falls along the carb-loading principle on some level, you know.
The insulin drop and crash and all that stuff.
Well, Justin, you talked I also want to talk about how I use the fast. How do you use the fast? You kind of mentioned, how do you use your intermittent fast?
Throughout the week?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll do it like kind of like Sal was mentioning, more on my trigger session days, like a Tuesday, Thursday, or sometimes on the weekends, especially Sundays. I tend to fast more on Sundays just because, like, Saturday is my day.
Is it for biblical reasons?
Yeah. No, it's not. But I probably should, you know, bring my spirit level up another couple hundred degrees.
How do you use it, Sal? How do you use the intermittent fast?
Lately, I don't eat until after my workout. So I don't eat until 1 or 2. If I'm really, really dieting, then I don't eat food until that night, and I just have a protein shake post-workout. But lately what I've been doing, I don't know if you guys I saw my post on Instagram today. Of course you have. You look at all my posts. Just kidding.
Yeah, because you tag us on everything.
Every post.
You like oh, how I do that? Yeah.
Check out my quad.
Another notice.
I haven't been on today.
So I was doing some more reading on cholesterol, dietary cholesterol.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys know my opinion on that and what some of the science is saying and how increasing dietary cholesterol is actually a good athletic performance enhancer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, having cholesterol post-workout, the body's primed to use that cholesterol for things like repairing and rebuilding. And they're theorizing that having some cholesterol like an hour or two after your workout, so you have your normal protein, carb shake or whatever post-workout right away, wait about 30 minutes to an hour, and then eat some cholesterol, like some egg yolks or something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so I started doing that.
Dude, and explain again, like, I remember you talking about how it had, like, a protective barrier around the cell, right? Like, it provided, like, this extra layer that just was, like, an immune
Well, cholesterols are just the building block for all your hormones, and they're important for cell integrity.
Right.
Is what it is. So, you know, it's essential that you have them. Your body produces most of your cholesterol. But eating more of it, if you're a healthy individual, will make you, for many times, make you stronger. I just read a study recently where they had three groups of people. It was actually a well-made study. And the people were older. I think they were 50 to 65 was the age group. They had one group consume regular diet. The next group consume 400 milligrams of cholesterol a day. And the third group consume 800 milligrams of cholesterol a day. Here's the kicker. They all ate the same calories.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody ate more than the other. The 800 milligram a day,
good study.
Which, by the way, that's a lot of that's a lot of cholesterol. 800 milligrams is more that than.
Sounds like a lot.
Yeah, that's like six eggs, seven eggs, something like that, right? So it's a lot. And they had a 245% more strength gains than the other groups. Here's the thing, though. They didn't gain any more weight. But that's because, again, the calories were the same.
Was this every day, or did they daily. Like, do it on a...
No, daily.
Okay, daily. Daily.
And their strength went up considerably.
Hmm.
And that, again, points to the neuromuscular benefits, how it helps the neuromuscular system fire and fire strongly. And that's the first thing I notice when I increase my dietary cholesterol. I'm stronger.
I heard something else. It was about serotonin levels. Like
not familiar yet. I don't know.
From cholesterol. Yeah, they're saying something about how it affected the serotonin levels somehow.
I don't know, but I do know that too low a cholesterol is the brain doesn't function very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so perhaps serotonin production might drop or whatnot.
Well, I don't feel like that's that much. If I have my standard breakfast is 4 eggs and a 6 ounce steak, I mean, I'm probably cracking pretty damn close to that milligrams of cholesterol just from that meal.
Well, if you exercise a lot, you probably would want more.
Yeah, well, that's just one meal, is what I'm saying. That's my first meal. Yeah. The rest of my meals, I'm getting cholesterol still in them, too.
Yeah, how much? What is it? Oh, it's like 186 milligrams of cholesterol, I think they say, in a normal egg, right? So if you have four, you're getting close. You're getting about 600 or 700. Most people don't eat, that much per day. And most people eat less because they've been told for so long.
Well, don't you think it's funny? Back in the days, the bodybuilders used to crash like 12, a dozen, like a dozen eggs.
That was the prescription.
Yeah.
The prescription to build muscle back in the day was lots of heavy cream.
Cream and,
meat,
eggs.
Liver.
Yep.
Liver was a huge thing. Liver is one of the highest.
Right. We haven't even talked for a long time about that as far as like, eating other types of like proteins. As far as like collagen and all that stuff is concerned, right?
Yeah, well,
organ meat.
When we talk about humans evolving to eat meat and how it's good for us, we did evolve eating meat, but we didn't evolve eating just the choice cuts of meat.
Right.
You know, humans ate a lot of organ
liver,
meat,
heart,
all that stuff. And in primitive cultures, the organ meats are the most prized.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the most valuable of the meats, and they're their highest in nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is funny because that's how you think it should be sold, right? It should be sold based off of what it is, which maybe be the future.
No, we sell it on taste because people, you eat heart or liver, and right now I guarantee people are listening and they're gagging because they don't, oh my God, that's so gross.
Yeah, but don't you believe, I believe this, because I think we've seen the pendulum swing so far one way and I feel like it's slowly swinging back the other way. I believe a day, whether it be in our time or our children's time or grandchildren's time, where eating for like taste and like, what you love to eat will be such a thing in the past. Like the way people are disgusted when someone smokes a cigarette, I think like that's how it'll become.
You think the trend will go in that direction?
I think the trend will go in that direction where you look at someone's plate like, oh my God.
I don't know. There's way too many like horny people out there for food.
Well, you know what? This is why. That's the reason why, is because the pendulum it's not finished going that way. It's only been, less than 10 years that.
He's right. You know, Adam's got a point because this obesity epidemic is relatively.
It is fairly.
So you're saying it's going to implode and then we're going to swing the other way.
You're going to start. When we start seeing people live longer than they have ever lived because of certain things that we're finding out, science and stuff like that. Now you're going to start seeing it go in the other direction
because of obesity,
and then it'll keep going. And then finally, at one time, everyone will wake the fuck up. Everybody will be
all trying to be like centenarians or
centarians.
Is that it?
I'm a centaur.
Exactly. I was thinking, is that a minotaur? Yeah.
So here's what I think because the last 100 years. Or the 1900s or whatnot, they called, what do they call it? The century of physics. And they're calling this next century the century of biology because we're learning things about the body on such a deep level. We're going to be making incredible breakthroughs. I think, I don't know, Adam, I think obesity might be cured with medicine.
Yeah, I know. That's the scary part. Some kind of nanotechnology.
I think they might figure it out with just medicine to the point where you eat the fuck you want.
Well, that's the matrix.
And then you take this, take this pill.
That's the matrix version.
Metabolism just.
Your matrix version thinks that way. The creator version of me thinks that there is no formula like that. I don't believe it. I don't believe that we'll be able to counter something. I don't think we were made to eat shit that's not real and that's fake and this stuff. And I think because of science, we've made it to where we can consume it, and it's science is fucking us. And now we're having all these issues because, we found out that we could consume this and it doesn't kill us instantly, but it just kills us over time, slowly.
Well, let's give science some credit. So science
modified everything so we haven't had a famine.
Thank you. Science, let's give them some credit now. Yeah, okay, because I think they get a bad rap. People don't starve. They used to.
Right.
People don't die of foodborne illness like they used to.
Yeah.
People don't get, scurvy from vitamin C deficiencies and, stuff like that. So we've gotten rid of
more rickets.
We've gotten rid of the big rock problems, the big boulders. And now we left with these kind of pebbles, these kind of unintended consequences. Like obesity, really, obesity is an unintended consequence of solving starvation. I mean, it really is.
Well, we went from one extreme to the other.
Yeah.
So what happens when the extreme of obesity equals what famines were fucking 400 years ago?
Yeah. We turn ourselves into robots.
You know what I'm saying? Like this is where
it's math.
I believe that we'll eventually get to the point where we find out that we perform so much better. We live such healthy lives. We live so much longer. I mean, we're only using 10% of our fucking brain. There's so much room.
Actually, that's not true.
It's not. What is it?
No, there's no percentage of our brain. You know where that term came? That terminology came from.
Enlighten
is me. That our brain, we don't use it to its full capacity. But the number 10%, I'll use your whole brain. Like if I cut 90% of your brain off, you would not be alive.
Oh, probably. Well, we use 10% of its ability.
They say that we can use quite a bit. You know, you ever see like people with what are they called? Savants.
Mm-hmm.
Where they just got these ridiculous abilities. There was one guy I saw on TV that remembered.
But it usually takes over like a couple other processes in the brain.
Yeah, they're like socially. Yeah,
so they're just it totally like takes over like the other side of the hemisphere.
Yeah, crazy stuff.
Well, that's where I feel, don't you feel like right now is what it is? We haven't figured that out. We haven't figured out the ability to tap into all of it. It's like if you're super talented and artistic, you're lacking social skills, or you're super smart and mathematics, you have a hard time reading a book.
Well,
you
know, so here's what I think with the medicine, you know, working on obesity, not necessarily that you take a pill and get skinny, but maybe you take a pill and it changes how you like foods. You know, like I take this pill and now all of a sudden I just want to eat chicken breast.
Oh, that would be awesome. You take a pill and then it makes chicken breast taste like mint chip ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. that'd be so dope.
I don't know. That'd be weird.
Yeah. That would be cool, bro. That would be really
mint
cool.
Mint chip ice cream is chewy.
I like chicken.
You got to remember the pill's making you think differently, bro. It's making the brain fire differently.
That's true.
Who knows, man? Who knows? Yeah, we'll be out of a job.
That's a weird.
Nobody will need to hire a trainer anymore.
That's why I disagree.
They're going to genetically engineer their kids. Everyone's going to have awesome genetics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That would fuck.
That ain't happening.
Yeah,
that ain't
dude, happening. Yes, it will.
We're gonna modify our kids.
Yes. I guarantee
it's already. There's already a selective process to like buy eggs and get like super athletes jizz. Can I say jizz?
Yeah.
Can you say jizz like, on this radio? No. But you can't.
Buy it. Like boop. People buy like this is some genetic, you know, specimen, and like it costs an exorbitant amount more money to buy it. And people, parents are already doing this.
Yeah, dude, Shaquille O'Neal's nut must be so expensive.
Dude.
How much would you pay for a cup of that?
I mean, you really got to be committed to the game of basketball, you know, I'll tell you that.
So there. Okay, wait. Back me up here because I feel like I got confused.
I feel like you could get it for free
with eggs and jizz and Shaquille O'Neal. So you're telling me that are you just referring to a sperm bank and people are going down and buying it?
People will spend a lot
sperm
of money
bank.
On.
Yeah.
Your jizz might be worth more.
See,
because
there's a market, bro.
Tall, good looking, whatever. Right. So your jizz is worth more. It's like a fucking horse, right?
Yeah.
Like they pay a lot of money for the stud horse, though they would pay a lot of money for the stud dude.
Parents are crazy about
the fuck
sports.
Am I doing this radio show for then, dude? If all I had to do is jizz in a cup and I can make a living, what am I doing here?
Bro, theoretically, you could have been a billionaire by now.
Seriously.
You know how much of that stuff you wasted? Today alone, you could have made $5,000.
I'm starting today. Remember the day right now. Today,
are you saving it?
I start saving it.
Oh.
In fact, I'm going to use the studio refrigerator to keep it in. So just make sure I'll label the cup so you guys do it.
I'm not putting more milk in there.
Guys, this tapioca tastes weird.
Yeah. Oh, on the cups will say future Schaefer's.
That's
Schaefer's swimmers.
Schaefer's swimmers. Don't drink the Schaefer's swimmers, Doug.
White gold.
The tapioca, dude. That's so bad.
That's pretty gross.
That is disgusting.
What are we talking?
Who even eats
well, we were talking
anymore.
About fasting, and you guys changed. You went left with the fucking cholesterol talk because you didn't even ask me how I do fasting.
Oh yeah, Oh shit! Poor Adam. He was trying to get us to ask him, so he asked us first.
So he was asking us,
and then he wanted us to ask him.
You wanted to reciprocate.
I just want to point out to the listeners,
we don't reciprocate.
Anyway, let's just talk. I'm just kidding, Adam.
So
how do you fast?
Actually, what
this is what I have to point out to the listeners right now. This is why I talk so fucking much, because if I don't, these motherfuckers won't ask me anything. So I just have to interject myself like, hey, guys, this is how I do things.
Hey, so but guys. But seriously, I want to know how you fast.
Yeah. I do it. I don't like to do it very much.
Fuck, I asked you for no reason.
No.
What a waste.
All right.
That was a great
That's like a Justin story. All right. Moving along now.
Excellent.
Thanks for asking me, guys. Yeah. I don't like to do it. I don't do it.
That's all I wanted to say.
That's all I wanted to say. No. I just use it differently because what I mean by that is I don't like to fast that often because I like food. Every once in a while, I'll do what Justin is saying, where I'll stretch my meals out, kind of, which is more like Sal's, which in our intermittent fasting guide, they talk about how they fast and how I fast. And that I do utilize the same way you guys do every once in a while. But more consistently, I have to admit that I use it to counter something I'm about to go do or something that I just did.
So like you fast before you know you're about to eat a bunch.
Yes.
Gotcha.
So, you know, if it's like, for example, Katrina and I both did this before we headed out to Discovery Bay. We knew we were going to head out there Friday afternoon, arrive Friday night, have dinner probably out somewhere. So all of Friday we fasted. So we fasted leading up to that meal. That way when we sit down in a restaurant, I decided to have this big steak and baked potato and dessert maybe even and a drink, whatever, I'm not stressing. I'm freaking 3,000-4,000 calories behind my daily need anyway, so it's not
then it's just a race to hit that number. Dude, you know how embarrassed I was? You guys ever try to make a joke? You just reminded me of something. You ever try to make a joke because you think it's gonna be funny and then you realize that was not a funny joke?
Oh,
to be saying
all the time.
I did this the other day. We were at the Orange Theory event, the one that was at the Prune Yard in Campbell,
God,
or whatever.
What'd you do? What do I have to go back and fucking backtrack for you?
So who was it that asked me? The really muscular dude, he also boxes.
Dude, you got to read your crowd, bro.
What's his name? He's one of the instructors. His name slipped my mind.
Oh, Daniel.
There you go. So he comes
he's
up
also
to me.
A huge mind pump listener.
Yeah,
too.
I know. He's the real lean, he's the real fit looking guy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So he comes up to me. So they had the tacos. They're the free tacos or whatever. So I'm eating the tacos. And he's like, oh, he's just being, you know, making fun or whatever. He's like, dude, too many carbs or something like that. And there's like four people around. And so I'm like, I'm going to say something funny.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, oh, don't worry. I'm going to make myself throw up later. And like joking, I thought it would be funny.
That is funny.
It is.
That
but
is funny.
There's like women and stuff looking at me. Oh, like,
nah, we're at a fitness event. You can get away with that there.
Yeah. Man.
I'm making bulimia jokes. That's not
I know,
really
that
funny.
Is...
That's kind of fucked
no,
up.
I
bro.
Mean,
you know, I guess you're talking.
Granted, you know your crowd, right?
Yeah.
You know our crowd.
Yeah, you know what?
And I'm like, and that's the other thing, too.
They're not all mind pump people.
That's the thing. No. When I run into people who listen to mind pump, my level of.
Our filters go way off.
Yeah, because I'm like, oh, you already listened to the show, so I'm just going to get it out.
You already know how inappropriate we are.
Yeah. But then, like talking about that guy, like, I found out not everybody likes the comedy parts
of our show.
Yeah. They just want to get right to the intellectual, you know, historical, you know, information.
Yeah, but then someone else told
us. But then somebody else just likes the
Adam,
you know, the bullshit.
Just likes Adam.
Yeah, just likes Adam. Yeah. This is true.
I don't like it when you guys talk. I like it when Adam talks.
I just want
more. I'm like,
Adam.
Oh, well, go fuck yourself.
Boom.
No, you know what? I think that's the juggle, right? We can't ever appease everybody 100%. I think it's a little bit mixed of both. What I can say, though, and I look forward to the day that this happens. I look forward to the day that we get to do these live. And they're not recorded, and it's just
see the reaction of everybody.
Oh yeah, and
you mean in front of people?
That'll trip me out.
Yeah, like almost like a little like
it'll get so much worse.
Oh, it will.
You'll find people and you'll be like, "Those are my people over there."
Yeah,
no, and then Adam will have people like right in the front row, and
we'll
they won't have shirts
we'll
on. I get it.
We'll start competing. It'll get so much worse.
Yeah.
Well, it'll
devolve.
What I think will happen is that the filters will really come off.
Because I know.
If it's not recorded and it's live, it's like we don't have to worry about going back.
Doug would not let this happen.
I'll just pretend I'm erasing what I just said. But
yeah, pretty sure we give Doug an ulcer. I'm pretty sure we would.
He's getting one right now. Poor guy. poor fella. Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.